This season, Skagway will host about 1 million visitors, most arriving by cruise ship. On busy days, there are 5 cruise ships moored in Skagway's port. To fuel this burgeoning tourist industry, Skagway needs fuel. Barges make deliveries to Petro Marine Services at the ore dock. But the ore dock is adjacent to the Broadway dock, where some cruise ships are. State-assigned marine pilots say that's too close.
Their chief responsibility is to ensure the safe and efficient transit of ships and vessels inbound and outbound on their waterway in Alaska.
Henry De La Garza is the public information officer for the Southeast Alaska Pilots Association, or SEPA. SEPA represents pilots who take the helm for cruise ships in the Lynn Canal. They say the tight fit at the Broadway and ore docks in Skagway poses a significant safety risk. So they're drafting guidelines to help reduce the possibility of what they call a catastrophic event, or a collision. SEPA realized this issue needed special consideration this summer, when the Norwegian Jewel, a nearly 1,000-foot cruise ship, rerouted to nearby Haines instead of docking while a barge was at the ore dock. There was another scheduling conflict in June. This hasn't always been a problem. SEPA has been piloting cruise ships while barges were at the ore dock for about 20 years. But cruise ships keep getting bigger and more frequent.
Windows are getting a little tighter and basically just more cooperation is needed, you know, and we're working on it.
Port manager Stuart Stevens says it's not too big of a deal unless the wind picks up. That's commonplace in Skagway, whose name means windy place in Tlingit. Lately, Stevens works closely with Petro Marine, the fuel operator on the ore dock, to reduce potentially risky situations. They changed a cruise ship's dock assignment just last week to avoid crowding the fuel barge.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything worked out. I mean, because this town needs fuel, the town needs food, so, I mean, you can't just block them out.
Cruise ships have increased in size dramatically in the past several years. There's also a lot more of them. The barges that carry their fuel are getting bigger, too. Petro Marine Services Manager Tim Cochran says that there are new procedures in place this year.
We've agreed to stop transferring fuel, uncouple the hoses, and move off the dock and let the cruise ship in on adjacent dock. And when they're secured and their engines are turned down, their bow thrusters are off, we come back into the dock and we complete our fueling operations.
He says uncoupling and moving off the dock, then returning to finish operations later, is costly. They need to contract tugs to move the barges. And with the tourism industry projecting continued growth, he says the problem won't fix itself.
It's an industry that is growing, and it's growing at a faster pace than the infrastructure can handle. And so everyone needs to sit down and come to terms with where do we go forward.
A decades-old lease held by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad expires in a few years. That's an opening for the municipality to reconsider the port's design. SEPA President Kathleen Fleury says there should be no scheduling conflicts for the remainder of the summer. She plans to have a meeting with the railroad and Petro Marine Services after the cruise ship season. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strempel.